to continue to stand and agree that the money that the Kenyan government stole with the Directorate of Criminal Investigations, they have that money. It's been a year and a half now. They still haven't given it back. It ain't their money, okay? When that comes back, there's going to be a whole other level of things that could happen. I said all of that because I was reminding him, because he was going to talk to Jane. Y'all remember Jane? You don't remember Jane, I know, okay? Jane has not been around there, but she's still a part of my prayers. And he mentioned some things about Jane and Bismarck and stuff. And I was able to tell him to share with him. Now we're back. Close the commercial message, okay? We're back to every morning when I get up, I'm talking to God about things. When my feet hit the floor, the first thing I say is, today is a day of great victory over all of those for whom I intercede. For all of those over whom I intercede. And that includes all of y'all. And that includes everything that's going on in Masara and Steele, because that's usually the last thing I'm talking to God about before I actually go to bed. And so I was able to share that with him. So again, you get up every day and you're saying, today is a day of great victory for all those over whom I intercede. A manifestation of those things for which I believe. Well, how many days can you do that? Well, as long as the Spirit of God keeps producing the energy in me to expend that energy to accomplish what he deems is right and proper, was that Philippians 2? I can do it every day. And I don't really care what difference does it make, how long it takes. And that's the kind of attitude when you go into these things you have to have. Because, you know, there was a song a long time ago, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Cannot be defeated and I will not quit. And he goes on to say, you know, I've been filled with the power of God. God is for me. That has to be your attitude. And once you really begin to lay hold to that, you begin to realize that no matter what, say no matter what. No matter what, no matter how long, it's still going to be true for you. Do you understand that? It's still going to be true for you. No matter what happens in this life, there is still those things that you can't see in what we call the next life, as we refer to it. It's not really, it's just a continuation of life. You get to put off the thing that's keeping you separated from it. And when you do, ta-da, you know. So no matter what, you win. And when you keep that all the way through, it just makes the other things easier to do. I like believing for impossible stuff. I really do. I think it's fun. How can you say that? You're just messed up. I know, but leave me alone, right? If you're believing for something that's impossible and you get up the next day and it doesn't look like it's happened, you don't feel all bad. I mean, it was impossible, right? Yeah. But you can laugh and go, God, I know, Jesus, you never lied. I know it's not impossible. So that's what I say. You know, after I say today is a day of victory for all those over whom I see. The manifestation of those things for which I believe. Because you said all things are possible to the one who believes, so nothing is impossible to me. And my feet have only been on the ground for like 45 seconds. Let me tell you something, that's a great way to start your day. It really is. And then as stuff, The enemy hates that stuff. And so don't be surprised when things go on. But he's a liar. All of his power has already been taken from him. All of his authority has already been taken from him. The only place he gets it from is men. That's exactly right. That's it. So don't give it to him. You know? And don't let other people draw you into it. People are all the time having episodes, and they want everybody to participate with them. Just say no. You know, you got to agree with me. It's all bad. No, I don't have to agree with you at all. In fact, I'm not going to agree with you. If you want it to be bad, just go ahead. I can't stop you. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Jesus loves you, and he proved it by giving himself for you. Yeah, absolutely. For those who couldn't hear what Scott's talking about, seed and time and harvest. And they're not, instant things, okay? I can go through a whole thing there. We won't, okay? Even what you think is instant came from a seed somewhere, okay? So I think about that old thing years ago with Vin Diesel when they were asking him how he liked his instant success, overnight success. And he said, well, it's really wonderful you don't count the first 20 years. And that's really the way these things are. A friend of mine told me decades ago as we were discussing some of these things, and he and I were on a little bit different, and we weren't arguing, we were just on a different page. And he said, you know, you can get a whole bunch of rabbits pretty quick, but if you want an elephant, it takes years, about a year and a half, right? Okay. When you're moving into something that's past what you know or what you've experienced or maybe even what you've seen other people, whatever, that seed has to grow. There are things that I believe have been planted into your life that if you'll come to realize and not let it go, that seed doesn't stay a seed. It'll become a tree. And then a little more, and that tree will produce fruit. And we're all the time in a hurry, you know. We sang that song again this morning, you know, not in a hurry. We don't need to be in a hurry. We need to be looking at God. First of all, you have to believe in the love, right? Even agape, purposeful, good will. You have to receive that by faith. You know, we talk about faith and love working together. Absolutely they do, because none of this goes on without love. But you have to have faith for that love, because otherwise you'll be looking around thinking and listening to all the people whining, God don't love me. Why? Because he didn't do what you said. Grow up. Just grow up. Go to him and say, I know you love me. Tell me what's going on. What do I do? How do I do it? You always have my best in purposeful goodwill, exceeding physical limits, natural human thought. Physical limits, natural reality, doesn't matter. You move on until you are filled with all of his fullness. That's what Ephesians 3 says. So